And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you here on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, and as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
It's lovely to see you, and it's gorgeous to see you too. Also, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Thank you very much. Good to see you guys too.
Morning,
yes.
Zoe.
Now, first up today, a very big conversation about something that I think will touch every one of us at some point in our lives. This Thursday, February 4th, is World Cancer Day. Mm. Now, we know that cancer is a devastating illness. It's still one of the largest health issues facing the world today. Many millions of people die from cancer every year. So obviously there's great sadness around the topic of cancer, but World Cancer Day calls on us to act now to create a world without cancer, which is a massive undertaking. But they ask us to make healthy choices when it comes to preventable cancer, to donate when we can to research and treatments, and understand what it's like to live with cancer and how we can support those going through it.
Yeah.
It's really an enormous topic, Zoe and Jo, and we're talking here about a disease where the cells in our body just grow wild. So it's the growth of cells gone wild, and we're beginning to understand now a lot of the mechanisms behind that. Mm-hmm. But there are certain words, aren't there? People say, I've got diabetes, I've got arthritis, and we just breeze through those uncomfortable as they might be. But there are certain words, cancer, tumour, particularly the C word, the T word, which imposes a dread on, and we've got to change that.
Yeah, absolutely.
To perhaps learn to live with that.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. My father went through cancer twice. I'm actually an ambassador for Cure Cancer. And as we know, funding's really been compromised through COVID. But, I mean, I watched my dad emotionally go through this. And it's pretty hard as a family member to watch someone who you adore get sick. And I think what I found so remarkable by the way he approached this is he delved into lots of alternative therapy as well as conventional therapy. And I think we need to make sure that conversation is really open, and that we know that there are so many different resources to fit a different type of person as well. So just to keep kind of trying things as well as listening to your doctor, because there's lots of ways that we can support, you know, physically and emotionally.
So do you think the conversation's open enough?
No, I never think, because I still think when it comes to cancer, it's a very scary topic for obviously, but also when we look at some complementary fields, there's been a lot of grey area around that as well. And sometimes it can be expensive. So for a lot of people, they don't have the resources, the money to go down and try these other modalities. Mm. So that can be hard. So maybe we need to kind of open it up to more of a governmental conversation when we can actually look at some of these, you know, scientifically proven forms of, you know, alternative therapies that really do help. And also psychology, you know, psychotherapy, counselling, dancing, all of these removing grief around this. Because as we know, when you're in a big state of grief, it does increase inflammation. Okay. And that can be a big trigger and exacerbator of things like cancer.
Self-propagating though, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
There are positive and inspiring ways to talk about cancer. The theme this year is I Am and I Will, meaning whoever you are, you have the power to reduce the impact of cancer for yourself and the people you love, and to really open the conversation, particularly around the cancers that perhaps are taboo to talk about. It seems like there are some that are more open to be spoken about than others. Well, we're going to be joined by Annie Moulders. She was 40 when she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and Annie will join us first up to tell us her story and to share with us what she would like all of us to know as someone living with cancer. Also, one of our most common questions on the phones relates to tinnitus. You would agree, Gerald?
Totally.
So it affects one in six Aussies. So we're speaking with Dr. Payal Mukherjee, an ear, nose and throat surgeon at the SAN Hospital in Sydney, about tinnitus. In our A to Z of items, we'll take a look at Wagner's glucosamine and chondroitin. As always, give us a call 131 873 with any questions at all to help you feel healthier today. Zoe and Gerald are here. Next, what can we do to support those living with cancer? That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
There's only one vegan, all-natural protein that contains all you need to aid recovery and build and restore muscle after exercise. There's only one vital performance protein formula packed with high-quality pea protein and powerful ingredients, L-glutamine, manganese, magnesium and tart cherry to assist muscle function and recovery. And there's only one place to get it for a great price right now at Chemist Warehouse, vital performance protein. It's just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get nature's own range of vitamins and supplements available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Give us a call, 131 873, if you have any questions for your health, or if you'd like to share with us your thoughts on what we can do to support those living with cancer. One in two Australian men and women will be diagnosed with cancer by the age of 85. This coming Thursday is World Cancer Day. It's all about empowering people across the world to show support and raise the profile of cancer in a positive and inspiring way. And it has a very ambitious goal, which is to reduce the number of premature deaths from cancer and non-communicable diseases by one third by 2030. The theme is I Am and I Will, which seeks to counter the negative attitude and fatalistic belief that nothing can be done about cancer, and instead promotes how our personal actions can be powerful and impactful. Annie Mulders is an ovarian cancer survivor and she joins us on the line. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
It's so wonderful to have you with us to share your story. Can you tell us a bit about yourself when you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2014, which is almost 7 years ago now. I'd been to the doctor four or five times. I had symptoms like bloating, urinary stinging and feeling really sick in the gut. And then one night I had really severe pain. And the day after that I went back and insisted on an ultrasound. An 11-centimetre rock-solid tumour was found, and it was originally thought to be a fibroid, but after my first operation to remove it, the pathology discovered there was 1 centimetre of cancer in the middle of that tumour. And, you know, from my perspective, that's why it's just so imperative that you listen to your body.
Mm.
Cancer talks, it doesn't shout, so you have to be listening and paying attention.
Annie, it's so interesting because a lot of the symptoms, you know, appetite loss, weight loss, irregular periods, fatigue, abdominal pressure, change in bowel, urinary things, these are things that women have all the time.
Yes.
Like, really?
I know.
So,
but, you know, one of the best things my surgeon told me is cancer symptoms don't go away.
If your symptoms don't go away, you have to
get checked and be pushy. You know, you know your body, and when something is wrong, you've got to fight for it. You know, I'm only alive because I insisted on that ultrasound.
Yes, well done you. Yes, that's the empowerment, but which we all are rediscovering as time goes by, Annie. Now, bearing in mind that no one thinks about your ovaries until something goes wrong.
It's not very sexy.
No. are there any early detection tests yet?
No, there's no early detection test for ovarian cancer. One of the specialists that I was lucky enough to be at for a talk talked about ovarian cancer as salt and pepper.
Okay.
So lots of cancers come with a big lump. Lots of cancers come with something that's a little bit easier to detect. But ovarian cancers like salt and pepper in the abdomen, which is why it's often so detected so late. And, you know, that's where you kind of can sort of, if you like, visualise how difficult it would be to feel that. I have a very rare type of ovarian cancer, which I guess makes me very lucky because mine showed with that big tumour.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got those symptoms. Most ovarian cancers don't have that. Mm-hmm. So my type of cancer, if you like, creates symptoms that means I was able to feel something different.
Yes.
But, you know, it's so important to realise cancer doesn't wait for anything.
No.
You've got to be
no.
proactive in your health and your checks. Have your
Definitely.
Screening appointments.
Yes.
And World Cancer Day really calls upon us to actively engage with our health in ways that can really help us with preventable cancer. Excuse me. Annie, it's also about understanding what it's like to live with cancer. Can you share a bit about that?
Sure. You know, look, living with cancer is very tricky. The fear never goes away. Yes. I thank my lucky stars every day that I went into remission, but that fear is still there every time I have a
twinge. Of course, yes.
If my cancer comes back, there are no effective treatment options. Mm. So they'll treat me, but they'll treat me with drugs they're pretty sure won't work. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, big time.
I live knowing that if it comes back, my chances are pretty horrendous. So, you know, as I said, the harsh reality of ovarian cancer is it's not very sexy. Yeah. It's chronically underfunded, and that's why 54% of the women diagnosed are dead within 5 years, because the treatments don't work.
Annie, you just gave me shivers when you said that. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's tricky.
Very tricky. And look, I mean, as I was saying before the intro, you know, my father went through cancer, and it was quite an interesting time as a family to go through this with him. In what ways do you support yourself emotionally? I mean, do you look at doing things like counselling? I mean, what is it you can do? Because I think there's a big stigma about psychology, and I'm a massive fan of having depression. I'm a big fan of getting those resources. What do you do, if you wouldn't mind me asking?
To be honest with you, the resourcing in that area has improved since I was diagnosed.
Good.
Brilliant.
I believe there's a little bit more support within the hospital now. When I was in hospital, I didn't have anyone come to me on the emotional level to support me.
Mm-hmm.
When I came out of hospital after major surgery, I was put in touch with a counsellor, which was really imperative. It's absolutely imperative that you have that support. And I think that, you know, talking to someone who is unrelated to it is really, really helpful, because, of course, the thing that is a massive challenge is that everyone around you is traumatised as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the person going through it. You're in complete survival mode. But your family and your children and your partner and your friends are absolutely traumatised as well. Yeah. So for you to be away from that and having support that's independent is really important from my perspective.
Yeah, so true.
Annie, what's useful for us to know so that we can support people who are living with cancer?
To support the people that are living with cancer, I'd say it's all about making sure that you're there to support them. Mm. Don't share something about your long-lost great-aunt or neighbour's cousin who's had cancer in
the
past.
Because we all have those stories, don't we?
Yeah, that's right.
Other it's good to laugh, though, every now and then.
Exactly. Other people's dreadful cancer stories aren't helpful. Just be there. Just listen. Offer practical support if you can, especially when they're in treatment. You know, practical support is particularly important during treatment. Take the kids, cook a dinner, take the patient to treatment. You know, buy them a health diary to keep track, because, you know, taking notes during your appointments, actually going to an appointment with them and taking the notes, because it's just so hard to take in when you're completely overwhelmed. Yes.
Mm. Did you take someone with you, Annie, for those appointments?
I did. I took someone with me. You know, there were things said to me in my appointments that I don't even remember.
No.
Yes.
You know, you're literally in a completely different state of mind through that traumatic diagnosis.
Mm.
And what I really want people to know, though, is to listen to their bodies, because their alertness could save their life.
Mm.
And being proactive with their checks, because, as I said earlier, cancer just doesn't wait, even in strange times like we're in now.
Yes, right.
And it certainly doesn't discriminate.
No,
just amazing, that's Annie. Right. Well done.
Yes,
well done.
Thank you so much. That's Annie Moulders there, who is an ovarian cancer survivor, and I think a wonderful reminder and challenge to us all to listen to our bodies and be persistent.
Mm.
Well, we do welcome your calls on 131 873. Peter in St Andrews Beach has called. Hi there, Peter.
How are you?
Good. We're well, Peter. How can we help you?
The comments you made at the start about alternative cancer treatments, I think is really, really good, and I'm glad you opened with it. And, you know, my wife went all over the world getting different treatments. Mm. Sorry, she did pass away in September.
Oh, well, sorry, sorry to hear that, Peter.
She should have only lasted 1 year, and she was with us for four, and she was with us for four very high quality years.
Yes,
and had it not been for the alternative treatments, she wouldn't have made anything like that. So we're in Germany, we're in Mexico. Mexico is a bit of a waste of time, and that's not a general comment. That's a particular clinic we went to, but also China.
Yes,
things like low dose chemotherapy that we used in the clinic in Germany. Just brilliant. I mean, I've got a science background, and the low-dose chemotherapy mechanism just makes a hell of a lot of sense. But you try and get a doctor in Australia, You get a doctor in Australia to not look at you like you've got three heads when you say you're doing low-dose chemotherapy. It's ridiculous. You can't get the support on alternative treatments in Australia, but if you... And I'm not talking about, you know, waving a moonstone over somebody's head at midnight.
No. We're talking sensible stuff, Peter.
We're talking about
got some
real science, yes, having some, a crack
some validity
solving
to
cancer.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peter, I think as time is going by, we're starting to look at that person. The disease is big enough, yes, challenge as it is. But the most important thing in this is the person who's got the issue. So we're all about that.
That's right. And, Peter, can I ask, what is your wife's name?
Annie.
Well, we're thinking of you and remembering Annie today. Thank you so much for your call. And we will have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can't fall asleep? Try GoCarva. Feeling stressed? Try GoCarva. Go Healthy's GoCarva 4200 one a day is a supplement traditionally used in Pacific Islander medicine to help soothe and calm nerves, aid mind relaxation and induce sleep. For the best price on Go Healthy's GoCarva 4200 one a day, go to Chemist Warehouse. This medicine may not be right for you. Read the label before purchase. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get nature's own range of vitamins and supplements available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Joe Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We do invite you to give us a call, 131 873, with your questions or comments. Good morning, Stuart in Langwarrin.
Hey.
Hi, Stuart. How can we help?
G'day. So just listening to some of the ovarian cancer stories there, we're actually looking at rowing a boat for 24 hours in March in support of Ovarian Cancer Australia.
Good luck. Well done.
Very impressive.
Definitely.
How do people get in contact with your charity or your drive, Stuart?
So you can search Row 24 for Ovarian Cancer on Facebook, and you'll see our journey through COVID, which was... Mm-hmm. That was an interesting training journey alone.
Yes, a bit.
So you can sort of follow our journey through there and then follow us.
Tell us that again. Row 24, number 24.
Yep, for ovarian cancer.
Another four?
No, F-O-R.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Ovarian cancer. And then you can actually search us also on the Ovarian Cancer Australia website.
Oh, good. Okay.
Stuart, is there a reason you've particularly chosen to row for 24 hours? And is ovarian cancer specifically connected with you?
It is indirectly. I mean, I'm an amateur rower, and a really close friend of my wife's was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and she's come through it, thank God.
Thank you.
And such a beautiful person. And, you know, as somebody... sort of standing outside, or you just feel really helpless.
Sure,
so
you do.
The only thing I could really think of doing was raising some money. And
good on you.
Yeah.
Oh. And that's one of the things with cancer, isn't it, Joe and Zoe? Mm. You do feel isolated from reality.
Yeah,
you're fighting just those two words, cancer and tumour, and you think, oh, God. You know.
And the thing with what COVID's caused is a lot of people haven't been able to do this type of funding, you know, with lots of different charities out there, Cure Cancer, whatever it might be, that are really incredible resources. They are the resources. That's how we do the research. That's how we fund all these drives. It's just so important that we are actually participating in some way as well. So anyway, so Stuart, you're a winner in my eyes.
Well,
thank you
absolutely.
So much.
And ahead of World Cancer Day on Thursday, if you are able to donate to any cancer charity towards research, we encourage you to do so. There are many
definitely.
Out there doing incredible work. And as you say, Zoe, without it,
nothing happens.
We're pooped.
No, that's right. Thanks so much, Stuart. Alison in Minto, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, Alison. How can we help you today?
I'd like to know, my sister and I are both on the obese side, with myself being the heaviest at 168 kilos.
And you've decided to make a difference, have you?
I'd like to. We're trying to lose weight, but we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. So I'd like to know what your take is on these appetite suppressant pills and diet soft drinks and cordials versus normal cordials and soft drinks?
Well, let me give an opinion first, and then we'll see if Zoe agrees with that. The first thing, the only person you listen to is yourself.
Yeah.
You listen to your body. And I think it's very important, now, Alison, you've made the decision, is that you relate to someone, perhaps a nutritionist or a dietitian, someone who can be your buddy to guide you and help sort out the good from the bad. Otherwise, you'll spend a lot of money, you'll get nowhere, you'll become frustrated, and nothing will change.
I think it's really important also to be that your own food detective. So keep a food diary, write everything about obviously what you're consuming, the timing of when you're consuming, and try and review back onto it, because what you might see is you've got some very unhealthy eating patterns as well. You might be eating small amounts in the morning and then large amounts in the afternoon, and as we know with our energy output, that's not going to work effectively. So answer your question about diet soft drinks and diet cordials. I'm not a fan of anything. I think we need to have less consumption of all of these foods, and that's a habit change. So often what we've been used to doing is kind of getting our hydration from these types of foods. If you can, Alison, you know, water with a squeeze of orange, even a little bit of if you can juice a little bit of apple juice, something that is nutrient dense that actually has some value to it as well, because the body doesn't just need to have less calories. What it needs is more nutrients as well. So fresh food, lots of colour, good protein, as much of those lean protein, and it really does need to come in every meal, and good fats. We take a more holistic approach, not a weight loss approach, because this is a lifestyle change, not just a diet change.
Oh, good luck with that, Alison.
Yeah, good
it
luck.
It is a very, very difficult thing.
But
to
Alison's
lose
made
weight.
The decision.
Yes, absolutely.
The hardest
you go,
part's
girl.
Been done.
Exactly
so well right. done. Yep. Keep us posted, Alison. We'd love to know how you get on.
Next on the House of Wellness, if you have ringing or strange noises in your ears, chances are you may have tinnitus. So in a moment, we'll learn all about this sometimes distressing condition on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get nature's own range of vitamins and supplements available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, it is a relatively common condition. One in three Australians suffer from tinnitus at some point in their life, and one in six have constant tinnitus symptoms. And with Tinnitus Awareness Week kicking off tomorrow, we thought we should find out more. So Dr. Payal Mukherjee is an ear, nose and throat surgeon at the Sydney Adventist Hospital, and she joins us on the line. Good morning, Payal.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're very well. Can you please explain what is tinnitus?
Well, the tinnitus is the perception of an abnormal sound when there is no sound. So often it can be quite bothersome, and it can come in various forms. People often localise it to one ear or the other, but some can't localise it at all.
It's interesting because I have tinnitus. I'm pretty sure it was done from standing in front of speakers at nightclubs when I was younger. So I'm fine. But when it comes to tinnitus, I hear even as a nutritionist so many different conflicting forms of information. Is it caused, like, does it get exacerbated by vasodilation so that, you know, that blood flow? So can you just enlighten me, what should we be avoiding and what should we be adding into our lifestyle or our diet to help this?
So the first thing is, you know, you're quite right that there is a lot of misinformation about tinnitus, but there's also a lot of unknown facts about tinnitus as well. So the majority of tinnitus is caused by some sort of ear problem, such as could be something as, you know, minor as earwax, but could also be due to underlying infection or hearing loss, or, you know, very rarely even tumours in the ear. But then there are other forms of tinnitus, less common, but they could be related to vascular causes, such as cardiovascular causes, such as vascular causes in the brain, also dental causes, sometimes grinding of the jaw and TMJ irritation can cause it. And then, of course, psychological causes play havoc with tinnitus as well, because they tend to exacerbate tinnitus.
Mm.
So there's a whole range of things. But, you know, the thing that always makes it worse is stress, anxiety, poor sleep, and good health will reduce the amplitude of tinnitus. But it's important that if you do have tinnitus, especially if it's only on one side, that you do go see your doctor or at least get a hearing test to start off with.
Payal, bearing in mind that tinnitus is more a symptom rather than a disease, so we talk about it as if it's a disease, but it's a symptom caused by a number of those underlying reasons. If someone arrives at your practice, how do you go about diagnosing it? What do you do?
course. So, I mean, again, we'll have to look at whether the patient has pulsatile tinnitus or tinnitus mm-hmm. where they're actually hearing a heartbeat in their ear, or non-pulsatile tinnitus. So it's important to classify them into two. Uh-huh. So the first thing they'll get is a hearing test, well, an examination, make sure that there's nothing actually wrong with the ear, but then they get a hearing test. And depending on what the hearing test shows, then there's other investigations. So if the tinnitus is only on one side, or if there's an asymmetry in the hearing, like one side's worse than the other, then they absolutely need an MRI scan to make sure that there's nothing nasty going on. But of course, if the patient's complaining about vascular problems, like there's a heartbeat, you do need to really, you know, work up any vascular causes in the body.
Payal, I think it's important to acknowledge that it can be very distressing for people who perhaps have had tinnitus for a very long time. And I too have had it sort of on and off for many years. And I found I've kind of trained through mindfulness not to put my attention on it.
Yes. But
are there methods and treatments that you know can help?
Yes, for sure. I mean, and that is, you know, it's spot on. A lot of people have tinnitus, but the psychological response to tinnitus varies tremendously. And the most important thing is there's a whole lot of lifestyle things that can be done to reduce the perturbation of the tinnitus on your life. So the first thing is if there's hearing loss, if the hearing loss is treated, the tinnitus gets better. But by far, a lot of people have tinnitus with very mild hearing loss or no hearing loss at all, and in which case they essentially need cognitive behavioral therapy one form, and just to train the brain to do things not to let the tinnitus get better off them. Mm-hmm. And there are psychologists that specialize in tinnitus as well to assist. But then if there are patients who are doing things like, you know, excess caffeine use, excess mm-hmm. nicotine use, stimulants will drive tinnitus, grinding your jaw will drive tinnitus. So if you attend to those things as well, the amplitude of the tinnitus will reduce and it won't be so troublesome. And then there's masking of the tinnitus. So, you know, that helps you sleep better. That if you sleep better, your tinnitus will be less. So there's a whole range of things that people can do quite actively.
And Pal, some of the things that really helped me was I took some B12 vitamins, some really focus on my anti-inflammatories in the diet, and fluid consumption. That's sometimes the thing that we don't realise is maintaining good blood pressure and hydration. And I found that avoiding sugar and salty foods and, you know, additives in MSG and fatty foods, this has been a real change for me as well.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's the thing, you know, there's so much that's unknown. Like there is sort of research looking at antioxidants in terms of them helping tinnitus, but there's a lot that, you know, everybody's different, and there are some people who will respond to some things and others who won't. But in general, as you say, all the things that you've described is about maintaining good health and reducing stress and making sure that you sleep well and have a good nutrition, and those things will absolutely help reduce tinnitus.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Payal Mukherjee. It is one of our most common questions. In fact, we have many calls right now with regards to tinnitus, and we'll get to some of those next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
There's only one vegan, all-natural protein that contains all you need to aid recovery and build and restore muscle after exercise. There's only one vital performance protein formula packed with high-quality pea protein and powerful ingredients, L-glutamine, manganese, magnesium and tart cherry to assist muscle function and recovery. And there's only one place to get it for a great price right now at Chemist Warehouse. Vital performance protein is just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get nature's own range of vitamins and supplements available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We, of course, welcome your calls 131 873. And Isabel has called in Elston Park. Hello there, Isabel.
Hi.
How can we help, Isabel?
I've had everything that you've been talking about. I was really healthy and I got esophagus cancer. I had all the treatment, the radiation, the chemo, got over it. Then I had a stroke, got over that with the injection. Then I got lymphoma.
Oh my God! That
Where are you up to now, Isabel? What?
Tinnitus.
Okay. Oh goodness!
Now you would have then you would have listened with fascination to Dr. Payel.
Yes.
And we we don't have a magic solution, as she said, because everybody's different. Yeah. And I didn't have a chance to ask her, but can I offer a clinically proven option that doesn't work for everybody, but it's an extract of ginkgo biloba, and it's called EGB761. E for egg, G for Gerald, B for Betty. 761. Now, it takes to see whether it's going to make a difference takes 3 months. It is worth giving a try. And for those people
even
who
if you're on blood thinners?
Yes, that's fine. That's fine. The research is fine with that. The evidence is there. And you can be reassured it might not work, but if nothing else is working, Isabel, give it a try. It just might give you some quality of life.
Gerald, can you repeat that? Because I know so many people.
Yeah. EGB, I can't give the brand, unfortunately, but it's one extract. EGB761 is from Germany. Mm. They've done mountains of work on it, but it takes 3 months. It's not an instant solution. It may not take it away completely, but many people report back that the noise has diminished.
Mm. And we talk about sort of the anti-inflammatories and antioxidants, and they're the big ones also that we need to naturally incorporate into our diet. I mean, turmeric, we love this stuff. Ginger, pineapple, fish oils, and vitamin C. And even if you're not supplementing from a dietary point of view, kiwi, capsicum, these foods are really rich in these nutrients. And there's something that we need to be having on a daily basis. So you might pop them in a smoothie. You might, I mean, with my daughter, if I make a smoothie and that's leftover, we put them into ice blocks. You know, these types of foods, they're power packed foods. They're great in their color as well. And I think they're a real winner. Gerald, I have written down that particular nutrient. So I'm going to try that as well myself. So I can give people some feedback. I'm going to dedicate myself for those 3 months.
Okay.
Oh, good one. I look forward to hearing how that goes. It is time for A to Z of Vitamins. And today we're talking glucosamine and chondroitin.
There you go. We're talking here food for a joint, Joe. And there are many, many people who take glucosamine. And they find it so good that they think, oh, it's really not making a difference. For those who are worried, stop taking it. You will be surprised how quickly knee discomfort comes back, especially because we're talking about regeneration of cartilage, and that's what glucosamine and chondroitin, that's their specific role in the body. It is amazing stuff.
And how common is knee and joint pain?
It certainly
pretty
is.
Common at our age.
And believe it or not, even including obviously the supplement, because I'm a big fan of supplements, but obviously a big fan of good diet. So eating the skin of fish and the bone of fish also has glucosamine and chondroitin and calcium in it. And it doesn't sound very delicious.
And Joe's favourite, tripe.
Oh, I love tripe. Oh, no. Oh, don't you like it? Oh, I love it.
Sorry. Thanks. That's all the even same. I'll take the knee pain over that. But I don't need to because I could take a supplement,
you can.
Obviously. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Wagner, our new beginning. Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. You can always go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab. Gerald is waiting there to answer your questions. Also, exciting news, this week House of Wellness TV is back in an all-new time on Fridays at 2 o'clock on Channel 7, as well as midday on Sundays. If you're a creature of habit, you've got two opportunities. And Gerald, what else can we do
the
here
The House
today?
Of Wellness Plus, about relationships today, Joe, in the News Limited papers, and it's finding love at every age.
I love that.
Valentine's Day coming. I'm sure Daz has got something special picked out for you already. We'll need to remind him, perhaps.
We just spend quality time together.
Okay. I'll check with that on with him. And that, mood that food. How to eat yourself happy.
Well, we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get nature's own range of vitamins and supplements available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
It's been so lovely to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Zoe, tell me, if I was to do one thing for my health today, what should I do?
I think we'll keep it simple. Let's just drink more water. And maintain that hydration. Great for our mood, headaches, urinary system. It's a real simple approach.
I like it. Gerald, what would I do?
Have a glass of wine with friends.
Oh, I knew you'd say that. Oh, you are so naughty.
Well, so if I'm pouring a glass of wine, I should pour a glass of water
after.
To sit next to
it. Yes, there we go.
Just
this
one
is
sip
how
here.
Gerald and I work.
One sip there. I love that very much. For me, I think I'm going to get out into some sunshine and get my heart pumping a little bit.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Maybe take Daisy down to the beach?
I do have a Labrador and she loves the beach, so I probably will do that at some point.
Can find something to eat down there.
I tell you what, the joys that our pets have brought us over the last year, where will we be without them?
Oh, so true. I love my two little pussycats. We've got a little rescue cat as well, and she's a cutie, except for she ruined my puzzle this morning.
Oh, no, no.
That naughty cat.
Naughty.
You need a lad to take care of that,
sorry. Probably just eat her.
Well, we thank you for joining us as always. Check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all again next week.